Anti-gravity. Anti-gravity, what is it? All we know is it is a way to overcome the attraction of cosmic bodies. We suspect some of the craft being reported in our skies are using it. Many also think there is some connection between gravity and electricity. We have been shown balsa wood frames wrapped with what looks like tin foil being levitated into the air using an electrical current. They don't weigh very much and it doesn't take much of an anti-gravity force to lift them, but it does show we can conquer gravity even in a little way. What many people do not know is the fact anti-gravity experiments have been going on for a long time. It started with Archimedes, who discovered buoyancy. It is my belief, without any proof whatsoever, that we have perfected anti-gravity to some extent. I have come to this conclusion from reading different articles which show some of the country's biggest aerospace companies have been working on it for decades, and one had even hired a Russian scientist who was considered the world's leading expert in it. Besides this, some sightings of diamond-shaped UFOs seem to point to the fact they are nuclear-powered. When they seemed to have trouble, they were seen being escorted somewhere by our helicopters. On one occasion, they were responsible for radiation poisoning of people on the ground when they flew over them as they were escorted. It just doesn't seem to me these were alien craft which could easily fly to Earth from who knows where over many billions of miles and then have something like radiation leaks, but I could be wrong. If I am wrong, why would our helicopters be escorting them? Wouldn't they get repaired by their own? French scientists have taken anti-gravity and combined it with buoyancy and were able to levitate liquids with a toy boat riding on them, and the boat floats on liquid which is in the air. It is able to be kept off the ground by vibrations. When I hear about things like this, it makes me think of the ancient mysteries of how our ancestors moved and lifted stones weighing many tons without any equipment to do so, and even if they would have had the equipment we have today, some of the stones were so heavy they still could not have been lifted. Perhaps we knew about some simple way of creating anti-gravity in the ancient past and lost the secret over time? On the other hand, some believe extraterrestrials had the secret and used it to help us build some incredible structures. Whatever the reason, these stones, which should have been impossible to move, were put into place. This means technology of some kind was employed. There is a good chance it was anti-gravity. There has been a lot of talk about certain sound waves could be used to lift things. While this might be more force than anti-gravity, which cancels gravity, it could also be a component in anti-gravity. There are even those who think it might have been possible for the ancients to move those heavy stones with the correct chant, on with some type of ancient instrument which they could blow through and create that exact note which would do it. I rather doubt this, since we probably have the ability today to create every frequency imaginable. Years ago, I interviewed a Canadian inventor that the US government was also interested in. His name is John Hutchinson. Mr. Hutchinson was conducting experiments in anti-gravity. He had a machine he developed which tapped into zero-point energy, an energy which exists in space. He was able to demonstrate how he could make a bowling ball rise into the air and also some very heavy tools. The problem was it didn't always work and he didn't know why. The Hutchinson effect was discovered by him. This is where devices would rise off the ground and metal would get bent. He describes the effect as one which opens portals, reverses time, can levitate objects up to 300 feet away, turns metal into a rubbery-like consistency. Here is a link to my interview with Mr. Hutchinson. I don't hear much about him anymore and believe he died a few years ago, but I am not sure. If he did, it would be interesting to know who got all of his material. When we talk about anti-gravity, we are talking about something which can free an object from gravity. Whether it can reverse gravity is another unknown. With all the research which has been going on for generations, it seems to reason we should have an answer by now and some anti-gravity machines. Unfortunately, we live in a secret society in a way. That is, our government keeps anything they believe is very important locked away and we never seem to find out about it until it is used openly, such as the F-117 Nighthawk stealth fighter. We knew nothing about it until it just appeared in the sky above Iraq. When we talk about anti-gravity, I have to tell you there have been rumors for years which state we have not only conquered it, but have built several different types of machines. Some believe those huge triangular ships we see in the sky moving very slowly before they accelerate out of sight are ours and use anti-gravity to fly around. It could be. There was a report during a sighting by a witness who saw one and stated it had lights on the corners and those lights looked quite ordinary, like floodlights from a store. If this is true, it might be proof these machines are ours. There has been at least one scientific paper about how we could use anti-gravity. It proposes we can reach a good portion of the speed of light and make maneuvers without having to worry about the effects of gravity on our bodies. This would be a great advance. Presently, we can only exert so much force on the human body in flight, or we could pass out or die from too much gravitational pressure. I also wonder if discovering anti-gravity could be useful in another way. Could it be adjusted to produce artificial gravity? This would be most useful in a spaceship or space station, or even on a low-gravity object we wanted to build a base on. In other words, could anti-gravity be adjusted to produce gravity? I guess we will have to wait until someone admits we indeed have anti-gravity to find out more.